For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old brobs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous little friend Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog, the Banter Blender, and many other dental startups around New York City. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you? You know, I went to the dentist yesterday, so it's like so appropriate that you said that.
Did you use Carl's discount code?
I did, and somehow my teeth are darker now.
He's like, use code SMILE.
Code more life, bro.
Welcome to the Summer House episode of the week. Before we get into that, we have a bunch of live shows coming up. Go to watchwhatcraffins.com to get your tickets. We are probably coming to your city because I think we're going to every city.
Yeah. Pretty much
that was every ever city founded.
Every city in North America. Yeah. Every single city.
So go over there, watchwhatcrappens.com. And what else, Ben?
Not much else. I'm just I'm excited that we're finally getting to talk about Summer House, because I love this show. It's so stupid. And yet I get wrapped up in it. Every episode, I'm like, well, nothing's really happening. And by the end of the episode, I am just like caught up in it. I don't know why. I don't know why. Well, but I'm into it.
It doesn't happen on every single Bravo show, but a lot of our favorite Bravo shows have these beautiful music cues. And this show is one of those shows. I just love that they have their songs that they paid some fool with a garage band, probably off freelancer.com or something, to make, and they still use them over and over because they're becoming number one hits in my head. For example, come on, let's go. Like rhyming go with I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a strong move. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to beat that earworm of a theme song.
Living the spotlight. Doing a slide line.
We don't stop. It's just like this, like someone like pushed the singer off a cliff while she was recording.
Oh, it's like, okay, Erica Jane.
We don't go.
This isn't even your show. Get off of it. Live in the spotlight.
So this week's episode picks up directly where the last one ended. We're in a post-Shinachach space. They're
Are
coming
you saying
back.
That because it's a Jewish holiday on the show?
No, it's because that's how Danielle said it.
They're called the Shinachachs. Okay.
Danielle pronounced it Shinachach. So I'm just trying to be authentic to Danielle.
Danielle's from Hoboken.
Yeah, so they're driving back. And Lauren's like, that was an experience I'll never forget. Carl, are you going to forget it? Did you forget it, Carl? Carl, can I remind you about the Shinachachs? Carl, did you forget? Do you remember now? Forget. Carl.
Hey, Carl. What about shiny cocks? Guys, does that make you think about cocks? It made me think about cocks. Is it weird? It's weird.
Don't forget to check for ticks. Guys, no ticks. Ticks, guys.
Check for ticks, guys. Check for ticks.
Guys, check for ticks. Lime disease. Limes. Right, lime.
She's like lemons rubbing up Lindsay's leg. And Lindsay's like, it's more action than I've gotten. Single Lindsay. And then they're like motorboating.
Yeah.
And someone asked us last week, did we just miss Lauren taking off her top and dancing around?
I think so.
Boobily?
I missed it.
Well, I don't think we talked about it, but of course I saw it, but I just don't think it was that weird. I guess it didn't stand out to me as being something weird. I was like, oh, Lauren's got her titties out again.
I like literally did not see it. I think I was looking down at my notes or something because I missed it entirely.
There's a lot like that on this show that's just silent. You know, you have to watch. It's like one of those really dark TV mystery dramas where you can't be on your cell phone because there's clues in the silence.
It's a visual medium, you know, and Summer House works on two levels. It's both the sounds and the sights of the Summer House. And, you know, you can tell the season is finally back in full swing because guess what they started doing? Making BBCs. It's the Summer House drink, which, as we all know, BBC stands for both the British Broadcasting Channel Corporation and also Big Black Hawk. They're making their Big Black Hawks.
You know, you really know that you're just a shady pervert who is going to die in a fiery pit of hell for eternity when the first thing I think of is the wrong BBC. It didn't even dawn on me until you just said it, that it's the BBC, you know, the British Channel. Like, duh.
No, when I see BBC, the very first thing I think, oh, okay, Big Black Cock.
Yeah.
And that's like if you're on Grindr, like there's certain things like codes on Grindr or Scruff or Jacked or whatever, or just in gay. If someone says BBC, it stands for Big Black Cock. But of course here it's like, oh, it's like Bailey's Banana and Cola. I don't know what the C was even. Cola.
The BBC network.
Cream.
Like, well, our website's getting a lot of hits, but there doesn't seem to be much playthrough. No one's finishing a video. I just don't understand why. It's like they're going to get sued for false advertising pretty quick.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be the British Broadcasting Network. Change it to BBN. You're confusing the pirates.
So, yes, they're making BBCs. And then they go off to a friend's house. And they're just like partying at the friend's house, and Kyle gets wasted on the couch, and Amanda's all embarrassed about Kyle, you know, because she hates that he's drunk all the time.
We have a friend in our group circle that's like Kyle. He goes and he gets wasted and he falls asleep. He will fall asleep anywhere. Okay. We could be like, look, it's a fireworks show. He'll be asleep.
Yeah.
One time he fell asleep against a popcorn machine in a bar. You know, they had like one of those carnival popcorn machines, and he burned his head, and we didn't even care. Because that's what you get for falling asleep.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Blah, 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 blah. Remember that song for Paramore?
Oh, go, go.
Don't get that song out of my head, Ben. Don't try and get it out. It's not going to leave my head, Ben.
I like to think that Paramore is now actually scripting royalty-free music for Summer House. Because everything sort of sounds like Paramore. That's what you get when you break your heart. Whoa, or whatever that song was.
Art.
Sleepy in the Hamptons, gonna sleep now. Fart in bed.
I'm a girl. He's a girl. And I run this world because I'm a woman. It's like, actually, girl rhymed with world. You could have just kept it that way.
Who runs the world? Girls and women. No, you ruined it.
So Amanda's annoyed that he falls asleep, and then he's suddenly awake and running away from her in a parking lot.
Yeah. Kyle is very much like asleep, awake. It's kind of hard to understand his patterns because he'll be passed out, and then you'll see him like walking. Then he'll be passed out again, then walking. Then passed out.
Then running, just running like crazy. She's like, come back here, you little shithead. So she's chasing him around, and then it's 3:21 a.m. because it can never just be like 3:15 in the morning or 3:20. It's always got to be
the exact timestamp.
2:29 p.m.
So they come back and they like get into bed, and Amanda's so annoyed at Kyle, and he gets into bed and he just like farts on her.
Well, first he just went straight to the fridge. She ran to bed.
Oh yeah,
because
she
was like preparing like to go to bed so she could have the bed fight. Where she's like, "You just hurt my feelings," you know. She's like ready for the talk, and he goes straight towards the fridge and gets some bean dip or something out of there, and eats it standing up. And then he finishes the whole thing, and then he goes, "Ew!" Like
delayed taste bud response.
And then so he starts pussing all over the place, and she's like. He goes to bed and she's like, what am I, like, boring? Why can't you just be with me? Why do you have to be so drunk all the time? And he's like,
I mean, Amanda, you know what you signed up for here. I mean, it's Kyle. It's Kyle.
So then, in the morning, everybody else starts getting home, and Stephen and Lauren are way last. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, Stephen is telling Lauren, do not go in there to Carl's room, okay? You know it's going to end badly. It's like, oh, my God, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not right. I'm not even thinking about Carl. Carl,
you asleep? Carl, you asleep? Where's Carl? What's Carl? Carl, you asleep? You asleep? You need some company? Carl? Stephen goes, oh, my God.
She actually goes to her room and then sneaks back away like he's not going to hear. And then Stephen hears the bed creaking and knocking on the wall. He's like, oh, my God.
I can't. So then it's like 10:30 in the morning and people are starting to walk around. And then we see Stephen in bed and Danielle has come in and she's like, you really have ocean noises on right now? And he's like, it's gentle rain, which is his way of saying, get the fuck out of my bed. I want to sleep at 6:30 in the morning and it's only 10:30. Go away. Go away, Hoboken.
Yes, go away. And he's like, I like Danielle, which is shocking because Carl doesn't have the best taste in people.
Yeah, and then they cut to Amit walking through the hallway. poor Amit. his bulge was like bouncing around.
No one cared. Amit was shirtless in the kitchen at one point. And the camera's like, who cares?
Talk to somebody else. Bravo didn't even bother blurring out the bulge, bopping around. Like, no one's really gonna be looking at Amit anyway.
And he's under his big fur blanket, which I love that he has that. I have one of those. And guess where it's from? You guessed it. Ross Dress for Less. And it's wonderful. I feel so like Russian and like powerful in my fur blanket.
Yeah.
So
it's nice.
He's in bed with Danielle and he's like, I'm not somebody. And she goes, oh my God, who was it? Tell me the story. And he's like, tell you in a minute. And then like pulls a blanket over his head.
He's like, TLDR, it's 10:30 in the morning and I got home. I got home at 6:30 in the morning, Danielle. Like, how clear do I have to make this? Bye. So then she goes and walks into Carl and Lauren's bedroom and she's like, hi, I'm Danielle. And they're like, you know.
She's like, I'm tired too. And Lauren's like, seriously, Carl, seriously, why is she here? Why is she?
Carl,
do you love me?
They can
do whatever they want, but like, she just jumped back in so quickly, you know? And she says she has one leg in, but no, girl, that's two legs that are in, and your butt, and your boobs, and your head, because it was in a bed. All of you is in there. Okay.
See what I'm trying to say here? It's like her entire body's in the bed. So it's like when she says she's feet first, it's like all of her. Do you see what I'm getting? I live in Hoboken.
Yeah.
I'm self-made.
This might be going over your head, but I mean Hoboken, so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess anything goes over your head because if you're lying down in a bed, you're lying down. So anything, you have a higher chance of things going literally over your head because you're lying down and you're like only like 2 feet off the floor, you know? See what I'm saying here? Is my joke not landing?
I still haven't found a job. So that's what I'm trying to say. So Stephen tells Danielle later. They're outside. He's like, well, we met at a party and then he left. He's unavailable because he's a Marine, so he's not out yet. And she's like, well, how does that go? You just say, please don't tell anybody? And he's like, yeah.
I miss my river sounds. So then Lauren and Lindsay.
This would have been easier with gentle rain behind us.
So Lauren and Lindsay go lie down by the pool and and Lindsay basically turns and was it Lindsay or was it Lauren? I think it was Lauren. Oh, it was Lauren. And she's like, hey, you know what, Carl? Making BBCs last night remind me of all right.
And Lindsay's like, yeah.
Ara. Yeah, like Ara was like the BBC maker. Like Ara loved it. Like, yeah.
He was on BBC Patrol last year, Carl. Like, we haven't even talked. I feel like we haven't even talked about Herbert. We haven't even talked about Herbert. And Lindsay's like,
do you know, like, yeah. And this time, like, 4 years ago, Herbert was like at a supermarket. And so, like, when we went to the supermarket to get the stuff for the BBCs, it's like, all right.
So, Lauren's wondering why they haven't even talked about Herbert yet. And Lindsay's like, yeah, like, for the first time, we're like trying to like create space. You're trying to create space. Is that what you're trying to say? Create space. That's what you guys are doing. You're creating space. That's why you haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
It's like, did I mention Carl? It's like, that's why you haven't talked about it, okay? And Lindsay's like, yeah, well, I'm trying to move on to like figure out if there's someone else out there for me. But like, Ever is like very much present in me. What does that mean?
that actually sounds like you guys just fucked. She's like, yeah, just trying to create space. But like, then the other night I was like watching a movie and they like went into space and I was like, oh my God, Everett. And I was like, oh, I can't like watch. And, like if you look up in the sky, it's like, it's space up there. I'm like, there's Everett too. It's like, Everett's everywhere. It's like, you can't say everywhere without Everettware.
And Lauren's like, you're constantly comparing people to Everett. Constantly. Like everything. You're like, oh, like the guac. It's like Everett. That was delicious. Wow, it's sunset. It reminds me of Everett.
Like, you can't even make hamburgers without being like, oh my God, Everett was so good on the grill. He was like a hamburger helper. And then now you see the little glove and you're like, oh my God, it's like Everett. It's like a little glovey Everett.
She's like, yeah, because I'm single Lindsay. Right now I just need to get laid. Single Lindsay. She's like, okay, whatever. I tried. So Kyle and Amanda are talking and he's getting bad news on the phone.
Yeah,
and
Julio.
She's like, what is it? And he's like, I just talked to investor Julio. Okay. And yeah, like, there's like a lot of investors at this stage and they want me to like prove that it works. So I have to continue to fit the bill. And she's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yay, private time. Private time.
Because Julio basically calls up and he's just being like the most typical investor, being like, Kyle, hey, so your idea, it's a great idea. I think it's going to be so successful. You like, there's such a market for this and you're creating a market and your hustle's amazing and you're going to be amazing with this. I think this is like a home run success. Like, this is going to take America, maybe even the world, by storm. I mean, anyone who doesn't get in at the ground level is just such an idiot. Like, this is just exactly what I think we're all looking for. Oh, but unfortunately, it's not for me. Bye.
But feel free to sleep naked on my couch again. Anytime, yeah, buddy. Anytime.
Yeah.
So we find out as this episode progresses that a depressed Kyle is a docile good date Kyle, because he'll do whatever. He'll just sit there and eat depressed, you know, and be like a boyfriend. So Amanda's basically going to have to keep him miserable his whole life to just like have a good boyfriend.
And that makes probably make her feel good because she feels like she has a role, because she can be like, oh my God, he's sad. He needs me right now. So, yeah, we see where this is going to go. And then there's like a really exciting scene where Amit plays tennis with Lindsay. And then after that, we go back to Lauren Werkus, who is on her bed and she gets FaceTimes with Ashley. So it's like the Werkus twins are finally reunited for the moment on Summer House.
Hold on, I'm looking here.
Did I go too fast over the Amit tennis scene with Lindsay?
Hold on. I know, because I remember this. Okay, wait. After he got back from the date, she drops that bomb. I should have done that last summer. Carl farts on Amit. Or no, Amit farts on Carl. Kyle and Amanda lunch date. Oh, my God. How did I lose it? Okay, twin FaceTime. Oh, yeah.
You're way too far ahead.
Yeah, because on this show, it's just like, oh, my God, somebody said something stupid. Scroll down. It's like, wait a minute. You skipped 20 other things. Yeah. So Amit and Lindsay, when they're playing tennis, she's like, I'm better at kicking balls than like hitting them. And he goes, if Lindsay is trying to seduce me right now, this is not the way. He's gross.
Good one, Amit. Just lighting up our TV screen with clever Amitisms.
So this FaceTime call with the twins. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ashley is so funny. She's like, well, you've been hard to get a hold of, which is bizarre. Like, that's bizarre.
Well, I'm making cake. I made a cake, and I threw a cake in Carl's face. It was like,
What kind of cake?
It was like a yellow cake.
Yeah, the yellow sheet cake.
It had like a birthday thing on it. It had like an American flag.
Did you use like a shallot pan? Because you love shallot pans.
It was actually like a disposable pan.
Oh my God, I can see it in my head right now.
It was really good. It was like soft. So like when I hit him in the head, he like didn't get hurt.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hurt Carl.
But it's so weird that like he didn't like hurt, because those are, yeah, he didn't get hurt. Hurtful.
They can't hurt, but like I did, it was like a soft touch. Like, but I did it like a few times, so that way he got some frosting on him, but like not a lot. And he was like, oh my God, I got a cake on me. But like, I was like,
did that stop you from answering your phone? Because that was bizarre. Like,
well, I couldn't answer the phone because I had to watch
Carl.
My hands,
why'd you say Carl? Why are we talking about Carl? What's going on with Carl? What's it like being around Carl right now? Carl? What's it like about Carl? Carl? So she goes, what's it like being around Carl right now? And Lauren goes, look, like, I'm not proud. Like, I'm not the most proud person. But like, here's what happened. Okay, we kissed on Pride. She's like, okay, back up. I was like, what is it with these people saying back up all the time? Because last week, in that crazy fight, she's like, back up. Wait, Lindsay, you're not allowed to back up, Lindsay. You're not allowed to back up. No, back up. She's like, they were traumatized in driver's ed or what? Like, what is going on?
Back up. One thing. So Ashley's trying to get the bomb. And she's like, so was it like a stupid kiss or what? Like, have you guys been making out ever since? And then Lauren's like, I have very real emotions and chemistry with this person still. And it's just not just one way. It's like emotions and they're both going two ways. It's like a two-way street. And like, if you want to back up, you have to be careful because you don't want to back up in the other lane. So you have to like keep your wheel straight. Or if you're like, maybe go to the side,
you're doing it again. You're doing it again. Yeah. You're doing it again. Back up.
Carl, boop, I'm backing up. Boop, Carl.
I'm backing up right now. I'm backing up. No wonder you've been M&A. Look, I just want you to know that I'm coming up there for fun. I don't want to be bothered with this shit, okay, Lauren? Like, seriously, I don't want to be bothered with it, okay? No, so, like, just keep Carl in his little cage, like, whatever.
I'll be in a cage. No, Carl's, like, in a cage, but, like, I might go in the cage because I have got needs to. And I'm, like, I'm not proud. But, like, you know, I'm a woman, and, like, we have a relationship. It's complicated, and there's chemistry, and I can't deny it. And, like, I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to get hurt this time because I'm just having fun. And when it stops being fun, I'm going to just keep doing it. And then, like, when it stops being, like, really, really fun, like, then I'll just do it more. And then when I'm crying, I'll do it, like, a little bit more after that.
Girl. You can't do casual, okay? We already know this. You can't even do contempo casual, okay? Like, back up.
So now we go to Kyle and Amanda having lunch, and Amanda is now, she's kind of like sick of Kyle being wasted and everything, even though he's sad. And he's like, Kyle, I want to spend next weekend with my friends, so I'm not going to hang out with you. He's like, oh, man. I feel like I just got punched in the dick. I was like, dude, like, relax, like a weekend.
He's like, I feel like I'm fragile, especially after that call with Julio. She's like, I get it. And I'm like pouring salt on an open wound, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, here's some more salt. Salt. Yeah. Salt.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Salt on an open wound.
The real
salt.
Drama in this whole scene was Amanda was sitting in front of big wooden cutting boards shaped like that whale that Margaret Josephs lost a lawsuit over.
Everyone's doing whales, and like Vinnie Vance, like they sue anyone they see a whale. Like, I mean, they're suing Blue Planet too right now because there's a sperm whale. It's like what can you do? Like, you know, it's like this is part of the business. And you know what? Like, I'm sorry. I don't have the B behind me, but you know, they'll give me a BBC, and this time I do mean the big black cock. That's so Joan, classic Marge.
So in the morning, a meat farts on Carl in bed. I'm so sorry that I spoiled that for you guys. I know that's like a huge turning point in this life, but there you go.
I thought it was Carl that farted on a meat. You know, I guess you just can't really tell sometimes. Which way? Where did the fart come from?
I wrote Carl farts on a meat, and then I changed it because Carl was like, you shit my bed. Get off my bed. You shit my bed, man. Get off my bed, bro.
Dude, more life. Yo, put your fart on me.
Get off my bed, bro. You shit my bed.
Bro. Coachella, bro.
I was like, I have to rewind and really hear this to make sure that we get that detail straight. You know, we don't want to lead our listeners down the wrong path.
Yeah. So Lindsay and Lauren are talking, and they can't believe Amanda isn't coming to the house next weekend. It's just like, it's just crazy, you know?
Lindsay's like, yeah, like, she's not coming because they were fighting. Like, maybe I should have done that last summer. And Lauren goes, yeah, no shit, Lindsay.
Lindsay's like, it's so weird that they fight. It sort of reminds me of me and Ara. Oh my God, Ara.
And then Amanda's acting like she's going through this big divorce. She's like, could you get my shoes for me? Thank you. Like, she's packing up her entire life to move to a small town with her son and work in a restaurant just to make the bills.
Things are so awkward ever since I announced that I'm going to go to Dos Caminos on Saturday night instead of Watermill, New York.
So Danielle and Lauren are in the kitchen. And Danielle's like, when was the last time you talked to your sister? Oh my God, did you hear us? We talked today. Did you hear us backing up? I'm so sorry. It's like that noise goes off whenever we start backing up. It's like, it's automatic. It's by law, you know? Boop.
It was like FaceTime, but it's like, is it time for faces though? Like, I don't know. Like, we're putting on our faces. Does it count as FaceTime still if you're like not really showing the best side of your face? It's just more like time. I don't know. Like, they have weird names for it. Carl.
Thigh gap. Do you have that app that when you're on FaceTime, it makes it look like you have thigh gap? Well, do that with your face. And then it makes a hole in your face. And then everyone's like, who's your face? It's FaceTime. It's not thigh gap time. And I'm like, sorry, forgot to turn the filter off. So Danielle's like, did you tell your sister about Carl? She's like, yes. Like, it was like a long eye roll, but like, and Danielle goes, look, I'm not calling you out, okay? But don't feel like you have to keep it from us. Like, he's a tall order of bacon. I get it. And Lauren's like, why does she have to say things? How about just observe? Okay.
No need to ask questions. Okay. No need to ask questions. She's basically doing to Danielle what she did to Christina Gibson last season, which is actually making like Danielle more, because once someone gets put into the into like the outcast role in the house, it's like they outcast someone so well on this show that I immediately start to like. So all of a sudden I'm starting to like Danielle, mainly because Lauren is starting to target her. Because Danielle was like, listen, I'm not trying to be like crazy. I'm just like asking. I'm just like, you know, we could talk. And Lauren's like, yeah, cool. And then when she probably is like, yeah, why are you asking so many questions? Carl.
Why is she so competitive with me? Like, I get it, but like, seriously, like, she's not. You're the one acting crazy. And
yeah,
I
acting
love every crazy. Second of it. Because Danielle's like, look what we have in common. A penis. Want to talk about it? That'll be fun. We'll be girls and bond. It's like, I'm going to kill that girl.
But Danielle's like, do you like celery? I like celery. Oh my God. Like, why is she asking me about celery? Like, honestly, if you want to find out if I like celery, just watch. Okay. Like, no need to ask questions about celery. Okay. You'll see. You'll know if I like celery. Okay. Carl likes celery. Carl, do you like celery? Do you like celery? I have a question about Carl. Do you like
celery?
Well,
I would tell you what was going on next, but let's let the music do it. They all go home. Oh, going home. Well, woo.
We're going home.
Actually, they were singing this song, and it says, lovers and haters and 2 million acres, and I don't give a damn about you Hollywood fakers. It's like, aren't you bragging about 2 million acres? I'm so confused.
What are you so mad about, singer?
Yeah,
like,
why are
no
you
one
mad?
Was coming for you. Why are you like mad at Hollywood?
And why are you
you're
why
on
are
TV
you so mad about Hollywood when you're driving like on a freeway without cars on it? Like, you should be happy.
What are you trying to prove? There's a commute happening. Like, no one's coming for you. Everyone's like, okay, cool, you have to drive, you have to go somewhere, we know how it works.
Like, Hollywood assholes making me drive someplace. It's like, great. Yeah. Sounds like a song. Let's publish that, guys.
Yeah. So it's now like the city portion of the episode. So we see little flashes of whatever everyone's doing, and we see Amit like hanging out with Carl, and Amit's like, yeah, I think I want to have a Shabbat dinner, and my sister's gonna come to the house. And Carl's like, oh yeah, bro, can we have Manischewitz? And he's like, yeah, okay. They're like, cool, more life.
So you're like full-on Jewish? Cool, bro, that's
cool.
Awesome.
So and you're then- like 100% Jewish, you're not like just 75% Jewish, you're like 100%, like, because I know you're from Israel, but are you like Jewish Israel or like what? Something else? He's like, you know, I'm Jewish. Oh, awesome, bro. Awesome.
And then they show Lindsay coming out of her balcony, and she's like, hello, New York. I got the taco contract.
Somewhere the pigeons are like, okay, who gets to go shit on her first? They're like flying over. Oh my God, she's out on the balcony. Let's do it.
So Lauren and Carl have dueling job interviews. Lauren is at some beauty place. And
Crystal.
This phone call for you.
Crystal. Do you like the way this looks? Crystal's a stylist. Crystal. Do you like this, Crystal? Crystal, do you like that? Do you like a belt? Crystal, should we cinch it? Carl, Crystal wants to cinch it.
Carl, I told Carl that.
You want to cinch it. Carl.
So Carl's interviewing at some new dental place, and he's like,
Dr. Levine.
He's like, I got the opportunity to work on like dental startup here. And then the guy's like, yeah, well, if you're going to work here, you've got 90 days and they expect you to do 15 grand in sales a month. And if you hit those numbers, you'll move up the dental ladder. If you don't, you won't move up the dental ladder. It's like, ugh.
If you don't, then it's your floss. Get it? Dental humor.
Yeah, I've used that one. Totally am. Totally.
Yeah, that was a great joke. And like, I promise, this is like the new Carl. New Carl's gonna make all sorts of dental jokes, and I'm gonna show that I'm like a responsible guy, and I'm like working my communication. And if you just give me the chance, I want to show you, Dr. Levine, that you can put your weight on me, metaphorically speaking.
Look, I'm making a promise to you right now, and it's not a toothless promise. Get it? It's like, oh, okay. We'll give you a chance.
Yeah. I hope you pick me. Get it? Like a water pick? Like, you know. I'll work on it.
I want to be part of the business from like the root up, right? Like the root. Like, I'll travel through a canal. Like, I'll do what I have to do. Okay. Like, I'll pay my way. Hey. Hope I didn't affect your buds, your taste buds.
I hope that someday I become such a good employee that you put a plaque up of me. Anyone?
I've worked in dental a lot, and it's like hard to compete with all the plaques I've got. Get it? Got it.
I mean, I'm almost like royalty around here. Like, you just put a crown on me. Get it? Anyway, was that a bridge too far? Get it?
All right, look. Do I get an unlimited amount or is there a cap? Get it? Like, I really don't even care.
I'll do whatever you need. I'll be like your indentured servant. Get it?
So Lauren is at hers and she's like, what I want to figure out is like how to be a part of this business, because like you want a partner, like not just a manager, right? Because like if I'm making money, like, and I'm getting a percent, like totally, like I'll make more of an effort because I'll work that much harder because I care that much, you know? And like, don't worry about it, because like if it's time to back up, I'll tell you, and then you'll hear a beep and then you can get out of the way. No one's going to get hurt. It's like safety too, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, Crystal, do you ever drink Crystal Light? Because, like, if I work here, I can, like, stock it with Crystal Light, which maybe do you just call it light? Like, is that Crystal Light? Like, because Crystal, you know they're making the Dark Crystal again? Do you ever see the Dark Crystal? Do you like crystals? Do you ever like Crystal Bernard? She has a great singing voice, too. I don't think many people know. Do you like wings? Do you like wings? Do you want to fly wings? Do you like buffalo wings? Or do you like flying wings? Do you like the show wings?
I start feeling bad for Lauren because this lady, she's like, yes, of course you need money to buy in. But I also need a partner, you know, to be in charge of all the back end stuff and the stocking and all the actual work. You know, yeah, it's like being partners with Lisa Vanderpump. She's like, sounds great. Yeah. Sounds great.
Sounds great. Can my friend Carl work? Carl's great. Like, listen, like, I'm not proud of myself, but I offer the job to Carl, even though it's not my job to offer. But Carl's going to work with me on this. Just like, okay.
So back at Carl.
I went to California. There was this restaurant there called Carl's Jr. I was like, oh my God, it's Carl's child. I was like, is that my child with Carl? Carl?
I'm just, is it a sign? Does Carl have a junior? Like, I'm just waiting to see Carl, 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 Carl,
Carl, Carl.
So let's see. Baby, you're my number one crush. Oh, that's the song. And Lauren and Carl are driving together. And she's like, what's that song? I love it. Baby, you're my number one crush. Like, that's amazing.
Number one crush. It's like my garbage. I love that song. I like garbage. Did you take out the garbage, Carl? Carl. They're driving out there. And Lauren is struggling with Amanda's absence. She's like, I'm gonna miss Amanda. Yeah, I'm gonna miss Amanda. She's like my little replacement for Ashley, and like Halloween Legend, like that's gonna be hard. Like, it's gonna be hard. Carl, Amanda? I miss Amanda. Do you miss Amanda, Carl?
Guac.
Carl.
Her guac was great. Sure.
Who's your Ashley? Yeah, I'm gonna make guac. I don't know if I can make it as good as Amanda, but it'll be guac. It'll be like guac without the G, because she's a G. Get it?
So Carl asked about Ashley, who's gonna be coming to visit, and he's like, I miss her. It's gonna be fun. And she's like, really? You miss her? Really? Really? Do you really miss her? Because it's a nightmare for Carl, you know? Yeah, and he's like, what's the longest you've ever gone without seeing her? She's like, well, does that include FaceTime? Because, like, FaceTime was recently, but, like, before that, I was MIA. Like, seriously, I was, like, John McCain a long time ago. Like, everyone was totally worried. I love that she just told him, look, I need you to respect me, especially in front of my sister. Okay?
Carl, I'm afraid I'm repeating history with you, Carl. I'm like, I'm repeating history. And Carl's like, yeah, well, you know what? The worst feeling I've had in the house is seeing you upset. I'm like, shut up, Carl.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're the one who upsets her all the time. You're the one who does that.
Yes, and then he says things like, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to be in the same car with you, okay? It's so lucky I feel right now. It's like, I appreciate that, Carl. I appreciate Carl. That. You said the right thing. I like what you said, right?
Honestly, Carl.
That's great.
Thanks, Carl.
Say that in front of Ashley and my mom.
Yeah.
You want to FaceTime my mom right now? Well, she'll be mad that we're, like, driving and talking on the phone. Never mind. Maybe we should tape it and send it to her later. Do you remember what you said? I do. Do you remember it? Do you want me to write it down that you're lucky to be in the same car?
I got a pencil. I got a pencil paper, Carl. I'm going to be an assistant to Crystal, so I got paper and pencil. And then Carl does, of course, the typical Carl thing, which is that he then starts to deflect. So he starts saying that Danielle is jealous of him and Lauren. So he's already, like, to deflect away from him being Carl, he's already putting it onto Danielle and starting to villainize her, just as he did to reporter Christina Gibson reporting live from last season.
That's Carl.
Remember?
That's
and he
the
said,
girl.
Like, well, I drifted. I stopped. I stepped away from you. I stopped being as close with you because Christina was saying all this shit and, you know, it got in my head. You know, he blamed Christina basically for them falling apart. No, we do not abide by that.
Yes. But he's just telling her what she wants to hear because she's jealous, right? Like, she wants to be me, right? She's jealous. She's jealous. She's jealous. She's jealous. He's like, okay, she's jealous. And guess what? We're going to have a talk. We're going to have a talk. I'm going to put a mask on her face and one of those bite down things in her mouth so that she can't even respond to me. And she's going to listen. Okay.
Yeah. 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 And I sell those things now. I have to sell actually $15,000 worth of them. So, if you wouldn't mind buying one. Yeah. I'll buy that for you, Carl. I can pitch it to Crystal. I'll be like, Crystal, this is a new style, like mask with like a thing you bite down on it. And like Crystal will be like, oh my god, that's great. Where'd you get it from? I'll be like, Carl, give it to me. She'll be like, oh, Carl, really? Can I meet Carl? I'll be like, yeah, Carl, Crystal, Carl, Crystal.
So Amit's sister comes over to the house, and her name is Noah. And Carl's like, whoa, yeah. That is really Jewish. Like, that's like the most Jewish thing.
He's like, do we have some Manischewitz? No.
Are we gonna eat dinner 2x2, or like, how's this gonna work, Super Jews?
Do I have to like pick up a Torah during dinner? Like, how does Shabbat work? Am I saying Shabbat right? I'm like, Carl, it's not a hard thing to say. Shabbat. It's like Shabbat. Shabbat.
Well, the music people started doing these weird music cues to make it sound like it was a really dramatic scene, but it wasn't, and it was cracking me up because Amit's like, yeah, that's Noah. She's super chill. She gets along with anybody. And Danielle goes, hey, and then the music goes, and stops. It's like nothing happened. And then girl's like, Shabbat dinner, and everyone else comes, and Steven's like, I'm just gonna go unpack some of my things. And then the music goes, boom.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I love when they just decide they're gonna make it sound scary when nothing happens. It's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So I was actually surprised to learn that the Workus twins are half Jewish. I was like, yay, part of the tribe.
Half tribe. Yeah, half tribe. Half tribe. She's like, Baruch line. I mean, I know half the line. Like, Ashley does the rest of it. Like, I would say the first part of the line, and then Ashley would say the second part of the line. It's not the same, okay? We need two halves to make a whole. Like, I'm half Jewish and she's half Jewish, and you put us together, it's like a whole Jewish person.
Yeah, like when we celebrate Shabbat, like we only celebrate for 12 hours because we're half Jewish. So like we start at sundown, but then like we stop around lunchtime. So it's like cool.
So Lindsay's like, hey Kyle, what's it like? How do you feel without a girlfriend? And he's like, yeah, you know what? I just decided I'm gonna have fun with my friends. And she goes, oh really? That's what you decided? Really? That's what you decided? So this is your choice? Because like you want to have fun with your friends? And yeah. He's not biting at all. He's like, yeah, BBC.
Oh my god, alright. BBC.
Herbert loves the BBC. And just in case nobody's finding Carl hot, he's like, oh, can we do shirtless Shabbat? Can I like come without a shirt?
Yeah. Because it's like a really good way to celebrate like something. To getting all my chest hair into your food, your Shabbat food. I want like dip my hair in your hummus. Get it?
Shirt off.
Wasn't
Shabbat.
Really a joke. Yeah. Shirtless Shabbat. More life.
Shirt off Shabbat.
Yeah. Shirt off Shabbat. I gotta sell $15,000 worth of hummus. Get it? It's just a joke about my dentist stuff. I guess it doesn't land if you weren't at my job interview. Sorry.
Is there like super Jew food that's really crunchy and someone could break their tooth? Could you serve that?
Do you need me on retainer? Get it? Oh, sorry, wrong audience. So Amit and Noah, they put out like a nice Shabbat spread, and they do like the prayers, and it's all this Israeli food because they're Israeli. And we learned that Amit's mom had died when he was 17, but they keep doing Shabbat dinner. It was like a nice moment. It was like the first time we saw any sort of personality or anything from Amit. And he like smiles, and I think this is around when Carl is like, yeah, you know, like Amit, like it took him a while to show some personality, but like now he's here, and now he's like really opening up to us. I'm like, he told one story and made you hummus. That's all that happened.
No, wait, he also farted on me. Remember that?
Oh yeah, it's like, yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was great. Shirtless fart night. Yeah.
He's like, hey, Kyle, you know how many people are waiting to see Kyle? Like, go, Kyle. Like, go, Kyle. Like, you know that thing when you pump the air? And Kyle's like, no. Because Kyle seems to be so different when he's drunk. When he's not drunk yet, he's like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, right, the pump. Oh, yeah, okay. Pump. It's like pumping in the air. Just get him drunk. Bring Kyle back.
Yeah.
So in the kitchen, Carl and Amit. Oh, no, Carl and Kyle are like, hot potato, but with a watermelon.
Oh, bro. Oh, bro. Oh, here it is. Here's a watermelon, bro.
Hot potato. Bro. Hot potato, but a watermelon.
Oh, my God. Hot melon, bro. Hot watermelon, bro.
And Lauren goes, boys, mom says no more. No more. I'm your no mom, more. And I'm saying Carl? No more. And Carl goes,
Carl, no more watermelon.
Mom said no more. It's like, she already made the mom joke, Carl. Okay.
Yeah, Carl. So, and then Steven has like a Sia wig for some reason, so he starts dancing around in that one, showing his butt in the shower, etc. And then they all get dressed up and they go out to some animal party, some animal themed party where you're sort of dressed like an animals or whatever.
Lindsay
something like
Wynn
that.
Is Angela Lansbury and Sweeney Todd with the double buns on top of her head. She's like, do you like it? It's like single Lindsay. I'm like, yes, except you look like you're going to kill people and make them into meat pies. But otherwise, sounds great, Lindsay. Let's go.
Oh my God, like the name Todd ends with two D's. And it's funny because Everett's name ends with two T's. And it's like everything reminds me of Ara. Like, I just can't stop thinking about him. Ara.
DD is also Dead Day, which is an army term, which reminds me of Herbert.
Oh my God. And Dee Dee is like a few letters up from BB of like BBC. So it's like, and that was like what Everett's thing was. So it's like, it's like hard to get space when like all these things are reminding me of Ara.
Yeah. And like you say BB, and I'm like, BB gun. And then like, that's like a starter gun for people who want to shoot guns. And like other people who shoot guns are in the military. So it's like Everett.
And like BB also makes me think of like BB King, and like kings were people who had like ruled over militaries, and like militaries, like whatever was in. So it's like, oh my God, Ara.
King of the BB guns. Like, is he dateable? Like, I wonder if he'd like me. So
so it's 3 a.m. and they all come back to the house in their animal party. And someone put the ice cream cake into the fridge. And it looked like it was a Carvel ice cream cake. And, like, Kyle's, like, sitting there trying to lick it up. I would have been furious. Because you know me, the entire time at the animal party, I've been like, this is fun. But when we get back, guys, we have ice cream cake. Like, you know, like in the back of my head, I would have been just like counting down the moments to having some of that cookie puss. And instead, it was just like a big gloppy mess.
Yeah, and he's eating it with his fingers. And Noah, the sister, who I don't even think is stalked yet, just looks at him and just keeps texting. Like, this is awesome. This is why the Lord flooded the earth. And only wanted like, people like me to build a boat so that people like him didn't eat everyone else's Carvel.
No one knows I put Fudgy the Whale in the fridge, and it's great. Margaret Josephson's like, yeah, Fudgy the Whale. Like, you know, again, Carvel got sued by Vineyard Vines. Like, I'm basically just like Carvel, okay? So, you like, soft serve, it's more like hard serve, hard facts, okay? It's classic Joan.
Classic Joan. So Kyle drunk dials Amanda after he nails all that ice cream. He's like, hey, and of course it goes to her voicemail. So he's like, hey, I really miss you so much. It's like he's falling asleep with the cake. Talking on the phone. So funny.
I was just eating some melted Fudgy the Whale, and I thought of you. Not saying that you're a whale or that you're soft and melty. Just you're sweet like Fudgy the Whale, but you're not a whale. Not saying that.
Just calling to remind Julia? You that I'm still drunk and sleeping while I eat. Does this make you want to come back next weekend?
So Julia's like, Carl, I think you have the wrong number.
Earlier in the episode, Lauren comes into Carl's room when she snuck in there. And she's like, oh, my God, Carl, why are you on my side of the bed? So this time she goes in. She's like, can I sleep here? And he goes, of course. And he left her side of the bed open this time.
And she's like, want to get naked? He's like, my pants are already off. Look at that. I anticipate.
Also, yeah, I'm we got some voice. Butt of Carl last night boning her. I was like, whoa, they're sure showing a lot on cable these days.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There, we saw a lot of Carl butt.
I'm glad they didn't have nudity back when Little House on the Prairie was on. Those people would have looked hideous naked. Keep your clothes on. How about that?
Meanwhile, Kyle's still out in the living room, and Steven goes up to him and goes, there's granola on your forehead. Which I like that granola got there, and I like that Steven noticed it.
Then he just walks off and he hears Carl's the fucking from Carl's room, and he's like, oh my God, this is an addiction. You need to go to CA. I'm like, California.
Yeah, I was like, please don't come
don't
here.
Don't send him here. We've got enough Carls in California, okay?
He's like, Carl Anonymous, which inherently is not an anonymous thing. But then we see Lauren going, Carl, do you love me? And he's like, do I love you? Yes. Can we have sex?
Then it cuts to commercials and it's a home pregnancy test. I was like, this show, this channel, they know their programming, okay?
So now it's like the morning and Lauren's like, Carl, your guns are bigger, but your tush is small. Did you notice that? Your guns are bigger, but your tush is small. Like, your proportions are changing. Do you ever think about proportions? Do you like math? What's your favorite? Inverse proportions or direct proportions? What do you think, Carl?
So Danielle is talking to Steven in his bed again. He's like, why are you always here?
Yeah.
It's like, not enough bears have died for a blanket to cover you two. Get out of my bed. And she's like, they're in bed together again. And he's like, let's not talk about Carl.
Well, let's not talk about anything, in fact. How about let's just, like, be quiet and let me sleep, okay?
But no, later. Later.
But I'm from Hoboken. No, no.
I'm from Hoboken. Are you trying to win me over? Because it's not going to work saying you're from Hoboken. Okay, I had to try. Okay, anybody else want to talk? They're like, no, Danielle. Nobody wants to talk, okay?
She's like, well, I guess I'll just go downstairs and do something wacky, like have a slice of that ice cream cake for breakfast. No, that doesn't work. No, it's melted. But that was going to be my moment of personality.
Carl, she's blaming me for the pie. I know she's blaming me for the cake. She's blaming me. Look at her. I think she's talking about me eating the cake.
Carl, don't tell anyone, but I put Danielle's ice cream cake in the fridge, Carl. Isn't that crazy, Carl? I don't want to put it in your face again because I did that last week, so I just put it in the fridge to let it melt, and that way she'll be sad.
So the twins down in the kitchen cooking or whatever, and Lindsay comes home and tries to sneak in. She's like, oh, well, look who's here. It's Ms. Hubbard. Where were you last night? What were you doing?
Where were you?
Was it
Lindsay?
Was it
Lindsay? Was it Lindsay?
Was it Lindsay?
Were you with Carl? No, you weren't with Carl. I was with Carl.
What were you doing?
Were you with Carl? Where'd you go?
Carl said he loves me.
Sunrise? Carl loves me. Carl loves me.
She goes, where did you sleep? And Lindsay goes, in a bed, in a very dark room. I can't help it if polo guys like me.
She's like, I broke into a planetarium and fell asleep. I thought I was sleeping under the stars, but it was just a projection. I was woken up by school children, basically.
Oh my god, so good. It's a dark room. It's like a dumpster outside. It's a dumpster outside of Everett's building.
She's in a photography studio. She's like, I smell a lot of chemicals, and I passed out. And then I woke up, and there was a weird picture of my face and a pine cone.
And also, like, a taco contract in my bra, which is weird. So, let's see. Now they're going out
to a pool party of some sort.
I cannot let taco contract go. That was my favorite part of season one. Guess what? I got the taco contract.
Yeah, with a guac machine. Margarita machines and guacs. And the place called Guac. Amanda's allowed to come. Amanda? So, guess what Lindsay does? She calls Everett. And she's like, it's all happy and nice. She's like, hey, I miss you, Everett. And he's like, yeah, I miss you too, geek.
Hey, geek stranger. I can say that now without worried about getting in trouble, right?
She's like, yeah, but like, we haven't talked in a while. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, how's it going? I miss you.
Do you see my hands moving out because I'm single Lindsay? It's like totally different Lindsay now. My hands are moving. Do you see
hands? Hands are moving. Left and right. Left and right. I look like Vishnu. Hands are right.
And at least she's aware of what she's doing because she's like sleeping with someone new. It like backfired. I like woke up in a black box. I couldn't get out.
I was in a magic trick, and I was like, oh my god, at least I have my legs. I was tricking the audience. But I was like, oh my god, but Everett, he loves magic. So we had magic. So she's like, it's like, so the music's all like nice and romantic, like they're really reconnecting. And then all of a sudden we hear in the background of Everett's call, like, ooh. And she's like, what was that? He's like, oh yeah, the drunk girls at this party. It's a pretty intense scene. I don't really know how I'm going to survive this situation. It's a lot of things happening all at once. There's a girl. She's got a beer bong. She's drinking it hard and I don't know, she's going to take it all in. It's a lot.
I was watching her run across the room after a shot of that beer bong, and she was flopping away, and suddenly everything turned slow motion. She tripped on the shag carpeting and ran into my lap, and I thought, whoa, geek, whoa.
Some other bro came over and was like, listen, bro, I see you're holding a Corona beer. Well, guess what? I just tapped your Corona beer with the bottom of my Corona beer, and yours is now bubbling over. I was like, oh, shit, bro. Gotta sip this fast before it's too late. I lost 5 suds in that experience.
Yeah, like me and my bros, we celebrated Broth of July.
She's like, oh, my God, that reminds me of Everett.
He's like, I am Everett.
So he's... So she's trying to talk to him, and he's just like, she's like, I miss you, right? And he's like, yeah, I miss you too. And she's like, do you miss me a lot? And he's like, wait, hold on a second. Oh, what is he thinking? I mean, so classic, right? She's like, Everett, I'm on the phone with you, Everett.
I know, I'm holding the phone to my face. I feel it, Lindsay. One of my dumb geek.
It's like, could you go, like, maybe go somewhere more silent? Like, maybe.
I'm sorry.
It's I'm just sorry, like, it's like kind City. Of, yeah, because it's kind of loud where you are.
It's like, I'm sorry, it's New York City, Lindsay. What do you want me to do? Tell New York City to be quiet? God.
It's like, go somewhere quiet. And he goes, no.
I was like, oh my God, I forgot how awful he is.
I forgot how fun it was listening to them fight. Because like, neither one of them ever gives in. You know, it's like, oh, we haven't talked in a month. This is so romantic. Could you just go somewhere quiet?
No, Lindsay, you're not the boss of me.
Did you tell the subway system to stop being a subway? No. You called me when I was by the subway, and that's just the way it's going to be. You should be so lucky I answered the phone.
Hey, New York City, Lindsay said be quiet. What's that? Hey, Lindsay, New York City just said, fuck off, geek.
Hey, geek, guess what? I'm standing by the L train. Isn't that your favorite? Because it stands for loser train.
Lindsay goes, as in thralling as this combo is, Lauren's calling it. That's not how you say enthralling, but okay. Glad you saved that one up for this phone call.
Everett, I went to sleep in a dark room last night with a man in a bed, with maybe not a man. But in a dark room, for sure.
He's like, well, I did all that right. Too, actually. Whoa, crazy days.
Man, but I will say, usually when they fight, they both contribute pretty equally. Like, she says something needy, and then he gets annoyed. But, like, he has an overreaction, which is ridiculous, but she's also sort of pushing buttons, etc. In this case, she was just like, hey, I can't really hear you. Could you, like, maybe go somewhere quieter? And he's like, no! What a dick.
Also, wasn't this the morning when she got home?
Yeah.
Wasn't she calling him, like, early in the morning? She's like, I just got laid. Now I'm going to call Everett. Everett's, like, partying still from the night before. Hoes are tripping all over the so place classic. In the background.
So classic.
I mean, in his defense, he did answer the phone.
He's like, oh, my God, look who's calling. Geek.
Hey, I heard you passed out in a planetarium last night. Is that because we're trying to get some space? It's a little too literally, Lindsay, you stupid geek.
I saw La La Land. So.
Great movie. So then they finally go to the pool party, and the music's like, it's all about us. #fabulous.
It's like, no. Well, thanks for putting the final nail in the hashtag coffin.
I feel bad for the people in the Hamptons, actually, because this was like a party at this estate. They're like, yeah, it's like they don't normally have like parties, but like once a year they turn into a pool party. It's like a really cool place, but it's like sophisticated, but they have pool parties. And then we go over there, and they had some sort of like stumpy charred go-go dancer. And I was like, is this the best the Hamptons can do for their dancers? I mean,
they
come
had
on.
Three, and they were all wearing Halloween costumes from the Target sale aisle. Okay. They're like Powerpuff Girls or something really weird. And yeah. Lauren's like, oh my God, I don't see one cute guy. I don't see one. There's not one cute guy. Not even one cute guy. And Steven's like, I see one, but he's not gay. Like, if there are any gay guys here, they have their camo on, and I can't see.
Camo? Oh my God, that's like Everett. So so Lauren's like, hey, Carl, do you want to have a conversation, Carl?
Carl,
do you want to have a conversation with Danielle?
Carl. We talk
to Danielle.
Yeah,
should have your conversation now.
Yeah.
Danielle's here. You have your conversation.
William, Carl, aren't you going to do something?
Don't you
have something to do? Didn't you say you were going to do something?
Me.
He's like,
don't you say you're going to do something? Like, did you forget, Carl?
Yeah, you want to fuck in the bathroom? She's like, no. I'm at Danielle.
Well, yes,
he's like,
Carl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll go do it now. I'll knock it off my to-do list right now. And she goes, he's in sales. And like, so he can do it. He can handle this. And it's like, for once, Carl is going to do what he said he was going to do. It's like, you really are being an asshole. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Having so this Carl, poor woman attacked in public. It's like, Jesus.
It's so nasty. And so Carl pulls Danielle aside. And, you know, she's excited. She's like, oh, my God, I'm getting a scene. This is great. So he's like, like I know you've been having a conversation with Lauren and, like, how I'm treating her. So you're going to stop that. You're going to stop that. I was like, ew, it was so obnoxious.
Like, yeah, it was like stuff involving me in conversations and like,
yeah, that's over. Okay, that's over. And she goes, I'm done with that. He's like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Okay, because like I think one part of you is like holding on. You're like, it's like let go of my back hair, bitch. Okay, I feel you holding on.
Hey Danielle, I think you need to brace for this. That was a joke. Guess what? Like you are still into me, and I feel that. And like you need to just like get over me, okay? Like I know I'm like a tall slab of bacon. Your words, not mine. And like I want to be a total gentleman, and I'm like working my communication stuff. But like you're gonna stop. You're gonna stop being jealous.
You're gonna stop this. Yeah, like you know what you need. You know what you need, Danielle. You need someone else to fill your cavity, okay? Because I can't do it right now. Okay.
Yeah. So it was so condescending and obnoxious and totally unwarranted. So he walks away all proud of himself because he, you know, like his back sweat has like it has formed a smiley face because he's so happy. And so now, you know, Danielle goes over to Steven and is like, you know, like Carl just said all this stuff to me and saying like this is none of my business and et cetera. And Steven's like, well, it's going to be everyone's business soon because Carl and Lauren are destructive. So, you know. Which is right. He's right. It's like, it's so, like, they make it everyone's business.
And then Carl's like, ugh, I did it. Can we fuck now? She's like, no, Carl. Look, everyone's talking about us. Look, Danielle's over there. She's like, Matt, she's talking to Steven about us. Which she was. But still, like, you already won, right, okay? You already won, and you have, like, some private tent on the side. Just be happy with that, okay?
Yeah,
you
does
won
Danielle
the
booby
prize of Carl. Congratulations. Yeah.
And does Danielle not have a right to talk to her gay? You know, like you, like Carl just came out of nowhere at this really fun basic party and just basically yelled at Danielle. And doesn't she have a right to process that by talking to someone and be
no,
like, oh,
because
my God.
You know why? Because that's Lauren's other relationship. Like now she's like, she goes from talking to Carl to talking to the gay boyfriend. Lauren's like, oh, my God, I can't keep tabs on everybody at one time. Get rid of that girl. OK, she's like, Matt, she's talking to Steven about us. So Carl's like, where is she? Where? I'm going to say something. Wow. Way to go, dude. Yelling at a woman in public.
Yeah. See something, say something, but maybe not in this case. And so he's like, hey, don't do that. Don't talk about us. Don't do this. Don't. And she's like, you're out of line. He's like, no, you're out of line. I want to talk to you about something that's bugging me. And this is what you're doing. You know, it's just like, shut up, Carl.
Yeah. This guy's a total prick.
Yeah,
he's just not cute enough to be that much of an asshole. You know what I mean? You have to adjust your asshole douchey behavior based on the truth of your face. You know, I'm not saying that he has no right to be at all a douche. He's a handsome, good-looking guy.
He's really handsome.
That good-looking. You know what I mean? Like, he's not cute enough to act that horrible.
And he's just like, and he's just being so condescending. And he's not mansplaining, but he's like talking down in that specific way that only men talk down to women, like in that certain tone where he's like, hey, don't do that. And she's like, are you kidding? Are you dumb? I'm like, maybe option B there, you know? And Carl's like, Lauren and I are in a good place and I want to have her back. So Danielle, you're going on a timeout. It's so patronizing. It's so awful. Like, she wasn't doing anything bad. She hasn't been – she's not even really stirring the pot like you guys.
No, this Lauren guy's just – and he doesn't even care. He's just doing it because Lauren's freaking out and he's going to get laid and to keep – you know, Lauren has like specific demands. It's not like it's a big secret. She just said them, you know. She's like, here's what you have to do, Carl. And if you do this, then I'll give you this. And he's like, okay, point me at her. Like he doesn't even feel what he's saying, which is why it's even so much – it's even more disgusting. Well, it's just like I'm going to go be a total misogynist in front of people, humiliate someone, and make them cry.
I don't think he's even doing it to get laid because he knows he can get laid. He's doing it to build his case for later on when he's like a dick. And he's like, no, I was great. I was a gentleman. I stood up for you. I stood up for you with Danielle. You know, I did everything right because he's all about like looking like he's – looking like the good guy, doing all the right things, saying all the right things. And this is a case of him like checking off he's checking off this box saying, look, I defended you. I was a gentleman. I was valiant. And the reason why this didn't work out was not because of me, because I did everything I was supposed to do. That's what that's what this is all about.
Yeah, it's future case.
Future case.
Future case. So, let's like, what happened? So they go and
they're in cars. Yes. So now Kyle is super drunk, but he's now gotten he's candid drunk now. So they're all in cars, and basically in one car is Carl. Carl, Lauren, and Kyle. And one car is Carl, Kyle, and Lauren.
That's so, too much. It's like so many white names. It's a tongue twister.
So Lauren's
and Kyle
like,
goes, I yeah. can't believe we left. I didn't even get to make out with a microphone.
And Lauren is still drunk and steaming and talking about Danielle. She's like, well, she clearly has feelings for Carl. And then Carl's like, yeah, she clearly has feelings for me, which is like so self-involved, you know?
And Carl's like, I've never, ever gotten the vibe that there's feelings there, okay? And the last thing I want to do is worry about you two. And she goes, oh, yeah? Then why don't you talk to me? Why don't you talk to me, Kyle? Yeah. Why don't you talk
to me?
Why don't you say
Carl, like, awesome
well, you've been a little preoccupied, Julio, the investor.
It's like, you are. You're Julio.
Yeah, you're Julio. You're Julio. Julio and Romeo. Julio and Romeo. Is that a play? I think it's a play. So
Carl's like, guess what, guys? We've all got our own cans of worms. We can fish together and still keep our cans separate. It's like, okay, yeah. Dad.
So Kyle's like, listen, I mean, like, you guys are acting all crazy. I mean, it's not like you dated Carl. It's not like she dated Carl. Like, you know, and Lauren's like, yeah, we did date. I dated Carl. Kyle's like, just so you know, Carl never said I'm dating Lauren. She's like, oh.
Well, I mean, that's okay. That's okay. Are you going to say it now, Carl? You don't have
maybe.
Like, do whatever you want, but like, yeah. You're going to say it in front of Ashley, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to say it. You're going to say it. But you know that Lauren's processing that comment because she's like, oh. And she got real quiet.
Carl's like, thanks a lot. I just yelled at a chick in public, bro. Now I'm going to have to go home to her pissed off anyway.
Yeah, he goes, can we just have silence for a little bit? Can we just have silence? I'm like, well, you guys are the ones that were talking.
Do you have that song, Let's Go, oh, 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 oh? I love that one. Play that one, bro.
They all want to be us because we're hashtag fabulous. I like that one, too.
Do you have a song called hashtag blessed? It's coming. I feel it's coming. Okay, so at the house in the evening, it's tense. And Steven and Danielle, she's like, can you sit with me on the porch? And he goes, for what?
I have like 7 Amazon Prime boxes coming, and they're all empty. I just do it to annoy Carl. So I need to receive them.
Poor guy. It's like, what? Lauren is not crying. Now it's this girl who's going to be crying to him the whole summer. He doesn't even hide it. He's like, what? It's like, I thought we could all be friends and this would be fun, but it doesn't make me feel good. And I don't like this.
He's so smug. Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry. No one else believes it. The only person who believes in Carl is Carl. Look at him. He's crazy. And then they cut to Carl inside dancing with Kyle. And he's like, want me to show you more thigh, bro? Want me to show you more thigh?
Oh, God. God bless this show. This crazy loony show. And that's pretty much where it leaves off with Danielle crying. And she should know better. She knows Carl. She knows she can't be friends with Carl. And she's in like a house with his ex, and it's a workus. You can't be in the workus as well. You just the workus.
I just don't think there's any way
I don't think there's a way
to prepare for being yelled at and humiliated in front of a whole party of people for no reason and then like be forced to cry. It's like so mean girl that they even did that to her, that she can be as prepared as she wants. It's not about Carl. It's about them being mean to her, you jerks.
Yeah. It was really mean. I really felt bad for Danielle. I was like, oh my God, they're turning her into our little Christina Gibson for season 2.
I know. There's always going to be someone that they just beat up on. And they're like, bye, next season.
I know. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness. I really enjoy this show. It's so stupid. I really, really enjoy it.
Me too. Yay, Summer House. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of a Thursday show. Tomorrow we'll be back with some Top Chef. We'll see you then. Bye.